death, God is not to blame? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the very popular Answers book. Ken, over the years, I've even heard Christians ask why a loving God would allow a world of death and suffering. What's the answer?
Well, the only way people will understand a God of love and why there's death, suffering, and disease in this world is if they accept Genesis as literal history. When you believe the written account in Genesis chapters 1 through 11, then it's obvious that before sin, there was no death, disease, or suffering. Everything was announced as very good. But the first man, Adam, rebelled against God, and sin had to be judged by a holy God. In fact, Adam and all those who'd come after him really forfeited their right to live. God judged sin with death, but at the same time provided a way for man to come back to God. He had a plan for his son to suffer death and be raised from the dead. And so you see, all of the sons and daughters of Adam are to blame for the mess of this world. But when Christians believe that the fossil record of death was laid down over millions of years before Adam, then they're really blaming God for death and suffering. No, God's not responsible. Our sin is to blame.
Sadly, many Christians also don't have the answer to questions like, where did Cain find his wife? That question is often used by non-Christians to try to stump believers. For the answer, read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.